Hello, welcome to Wear the Dress, whatever alternative you like. My name's Leah, I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm bringing you a gentle episode tonight. Tonight, nearly 7 o'clock evening tonight. Then I've got my pet rat sitting with me, so if you can hear a little sniffle or snuffle, Pluto, he's got a little bit of congestion that is being treated for. So I'm sorry if there's any sniffles and snuffles and or maybe any squabbles and fights. So a gentle episode based on the resting tide. Now, I've already done a video of this in my Patreon, the Patreon patrons who subscribe to that, but it's something I can't talk enough about. It's the four tides of the year or seasons of the year: resting, cleansing, growing, reaping. And I like to run my life and projects with these tides. And our natural energies are very much aligned to these tides. It's based on the agricultural year, really. Because the sow the seeds, they grow, the harvest, and then there's the rest when there's less food, there's more indoors, the animals are put into the barns, there's already stocked up food from the harvest, but there might be a little bit of scarcity. And I'm no farmer and I'm no cook either, speaking about food and reaping the food. And but I really like the sort of naturalness of the agricultural year and the four tides. And I've noticed, and people who I'm testing my program that I wrote out on, it's based on the tides or cycles and seasons. It's like a coaching program to do with intentional living, really. And people are saying they feel these natural energies, feeling more restful at this time of the year, and come sort of February, first snowdrops, sort of, even though it's cold still, but it is here in the UK, there's like a renewed energy a bit. Well, I find there is, and I do notice that in other people. I'm not saying everybody's the same, and I know like Australia is on the opposite seasons to us from us. But I like it. I like it, and we're in the resting tide now, up until 1st, 2nd of February. And despite the sort of Hanukkah or Christmas or festive or whatever you celebrate rush, I mean, we've brought that on ourselves. Nature hasn't brought on the Christmas rush. The harvesting would be in like more the autumn time. And then just that sort of getting everything last minute sorted for the resting tide or the winter. So we bring it on ourselves, this perfect Christmas dinner. Nothing wrong with that, wanting to give your family or friends a nice Christmas dinner. But the pressure we put on ourselves, well, I don't with cooking, really. I don't put any pressure on myself. It's edible, but it's nice to do nice things for people. It's good to do nice things for people. But the pressure of the gift, when really that saying, it's the thought that counts. It really is. Do you know when a child draws you a picture and it's like the thought's gone into it and they've drawn something meaningful to you? So like if a child draws me a picture and it's got a rat on it, or it's got a pair of ballet shoes or something they associate with me, I love it because the thought and the association they've made, the awareness of me, it's just that touches me more than a diamond ring. Although I do like diamond rings. Yeah. But a diamond ring bought with manipulation or bought with not so good intentions, or just, oh, so let me grab a diamond ring for those that have the money, just to grab a diamond ring. But give it to her. It doesn't mean as much to me. I'm not saying it doesn't mean something. I appreciate anything that people do for me, but as when someone puts thought into creating something or associating something with me. And I try to do that with others. I don't get it perfect, no such thing, and I do find a bit of a rush at this time of year. Or uni doesn't help because all the assignments are like all at once, the neuroscience one, the biology one, and the French one, within like 2 weeks of each other or something. And I'm feeling it. But I'm going with a good enough principle. It's good enough. I'm going to take the pressure off myself of getting a distinction. I can up my grades later. Oh, excuse me. I need to drink my calming tea that I've got. But yeah, the thought, my young Harriet and I, we're doing advent calendars at the moment. She got me a Pukka tea one, and behind each tea bag is a little task. And I got her a coffee one with different flavoured coffees. And we love doing this. It's like a little tradition for us, I guess, since I had her at home. Now she's grown and she's out there with her own little ones buying advent calendars. But we still do this for each other. And the thoughts I put into her calendar, oh, I can hear one of my rats scuffling in a box. The thoughts I put into her calendar, now there was about three that I wanted to pick between, and all three would have matched her. But she does like her coffee, as do I, and she likes flavoured ones and trying new flavours. And getting up with a toddler, she needs the caffeine. And she knows I love Pukka teas. I don't work for Pukka, by the way. I'm not advertising them. And we've often bought each other Pukka teas or English tea shop teas. And behind each one, there's a task, like I said, of my teas. And I can tell she's really like put thought into this, buying me this calendar. And the task for today is to pause and breathe because there's so much to juggle, and relax and let tea help solve the riddle, it says. And I wish tea could solve my essays and lots of other riddles, but the principle goes well with this episode. And sometimes we need to just pause, relax, rest. Just take that breather and a cup of tea. Or whatever herbal tea, whatever you want. And just lean into the resting tide. It's a time that is more inwards. That doesn't mean you have to be thinking about all your inner self all the time. That can be helpful in some ways. I do advocate self-reflection, self-awareness. But I don't think it's the be-all, end-all, and only thing. It's even in my work and the psychotherapy part of my work, I don't focus only on inner and awareness. I do think it is a big key to a lot of things. But there's also the outer, there's putting our energies outwards as well. That's important. And that's more prevalent in the cleansing and growing tides, and even the harvesting, you sort of what you're sowing in at the same time then, but the resting tide, we come in, we reflect on the year, on ourselves, on our relationships, maybe our finances, our goals, that new year as well. That's some people tend to set New Year's, I'm not going to say resolutions. I'm not quite keen on that word. Intentions, I like. I do like the word goals, though. I do like a good goal. But anyway, that's just the way I'm wired. And sustainable goals, as opposed to ones that we are setting ourselves up to fail on. It's sustainable goals or intentions, I think, are really, really helpful things. But the resting tide, even at this busy time of the year, I've got this Jewish heritage and Celtic, English or British and Irish heritage. And so, there's a little bit of Hanukkah, there's a little bit of Christmas, there's this Advent that we're doing at the moment. I also It's meaningful to me to reflect on Yule, 21st of December, and those festivals. So it's so it can be a lot if I let it. But these festivals are there to enjoy and reflect, not to overwhelm us or make us bankrupt or, to enjoy and reflect. Time of giving to do meaningful things. Hanukkah, a time of restoration of the temple, a time of hope and light. Christmas, a time of birth and rebirth. Yule, a time of the coming of the lights and rebirth. There's similar themes. And if we reflect on those things and offer hope and light and love to each other, I think that could go a long way in helping us calm down a bit at this time of the year. Or putting, I love a good system, putting systems in place, like maybe buying a little present or experience, like a ticket to an experience, because that's quite the thing now, isn't it? Each month, that's something I've been doing with the Rinktons tea guy who comes to the door every fortnight, and I get my tea and coffee, and it's putting a little gift aside because they have some lovely little gifts, and I don't work for Rinktons either, but they are a great family business. A gift aside each fortnight when Dave comes to the door, and all my sort of festive presents are just about done. I've just had to get a few more in, extra couple of things for Harriet, and so, and there was something specific I wanted for Hannah, who's the co-owner of our business. And but aside from that, I was just about done, just about sorted, and feels good. I feel good. I don't feel rushed. So that system in. I was wondering, if you've got any systems that you might put in. Just have a think. Maybe if there's any systems you can think of for, so it's not so busy at this time of the year. Trying to think off the top of my head, but been studying or doing a assignment, an assessment assignment today, so my brain's a bit gone. But the resting tide, if we're to go with that energy, it's the time of warm dressing gowns and blankets and lights, and let's go, go with that. I think it is a time for a lot of people. I'm not saying everyone, not everyone is the same, but it's a time for a lot of people to get out the cocoa or whatever comforting warm drink and fire on, or the radiators on, or the low lighting on, warm jumpers. I know some people get excited about getting the winter jumpers out. I get so excited about that. There's some nice, I like fluffy jumpers, and redo the wardrobe, my wardrobe, with the sort of style stuff and the kiddie stuff that I like doing, and and put on those soft jumpers, fluffy dressing gown, get your herbal tea or your cocoa, bits of spices in your cocoa, like cinnamon, and in going inwards. As some people might choose to journal or reflecting on themselves or things that's been going on or is going on in them or around them. Some people, they might not, journaling might not be for them, so if it's not for you, then you don't do it. There's no one set way. For some people, it might be just breathing more, allowing the your nervous system just to chill, just to breathe. I can feel the action. I can't find the word, and I can feel the word. So go with that. Go with that. If you are getting all stressed during this tide, then something's out of sync. And I do understand the world is kind of set up for stress, isn't it? It is. So I'm not saying, oh yeah, just breathe and don't be stressed. It is very stressful. But if you find yourself being stressed, just say to yourself, what is it? What's how am I feeling? Why am I feeling this in my body? What's going on in me and around me? And then I'm feeling this way. How can I align myself with the natural season, the resting tide? Now, I am aware if someone's in the southern hemisphere that we're in the, I believe we're in the growing tide now. So it's a different energy, but still an energy to go with. But yeah, but I'm talking mainly from northern hemisphere. I don't want to exclude the southern hemisphere, but and I am in the northern hemisphere, it's where I am. I'm in the UK. And I will do a growing tide episode during our growing tide, but hopefully people in Australia and so on can flip it round. But hopefully this will be helpful for them when they do reach the resting tide. Yeah, so gentle, reflective episode, advent calendars, Yule, Hanukkah, resting, Christmas. When it seems busy, but it is busy, can be busy. And for some people, it can be the opposite of busy. It can be very quiet, lonely time. You know, that can be really hard for some people. And I am very aware of that. That too, that some people, for some people, it is a difficult time when they want to maybe be out there a bit more, but they might not have the connections for that, or they might feel lonely. Yeah, but it's still for even for people who are struggling in that way, it's still the resting tide when they can do gentle things to care for themselves, loving things towards themselves. You know, but it's important that we think about people who might be struggling this time of year. Well, it's important to me to extend a hand, a smile, or a gift, an invitation, something, you know. So I say it's time of going inwards, but in another way, it is a time of going outwards in that way and making a difference for someone else who might be struggling at this time. So, resting tide, Advent, I think we're day five of Advent, drinking my teas. Harriet's drinking her coffees. And I think I'll leave it there. For now, I will do each of the tides or seasons as they come around, and there'll be other topics too. I've got another episode or two for you, hopefully one with a guest before the Christmas, before Christmas is in, that I hope will be helpful and inspirational to you, for you. But for now, I will just say au revoir. I've got a French assessment due, so it's all French. Au revoir. Goodbye. I will see you or speak to you soon. You just take good care. Okay. Bye for now.